You're finished?
Yeah.
My turn? Let me say to you, though. When you really look at this, and you ask that question and all that you've just said, you really think with the kind of fraction and the kind of dissent and what have you, that they will ever, if everybody remains adamant, will you think that happen? They're all adamant. Everybody wants to be leader, contending against the one another. One going in the north, one going sort of the south, next going to the east.
I haven't heard. All got I haven't heard fractions. I haven't heard that. I have that. I don't see that as a big issue at the moment. What I see is different. I think the points that I just raised, one of the things I pick up along the way is that to a large extent, when you talk to people who have been associated with the DLP, first of all, they want you to forget the period that you went through with them.
Thank you.
They put the focus on, the government this and the government that.
Thank you.
But how can you completely forget that overnight? You can't. And then they don't want to admit the weaknesses. So if you can't admit your weaknesses, how you expect people are going to be able to take you seriously? Because you're not, you know, you can come across as though there will be no change.
Let me qualify what you've just said. No, you said, I've been saying this for some time, and you said it a day, not in the same words, but it connotes the same thing, that the venom is not fully dispensed here, and the venom was dispensed 2 nights ago there in the St. George North by election, because the people didn't forget, and you are onto something solid and very vital in going forward. The people haven't forgotten how the situation that they were trusted in.
The chances are that by the next general elections, the people will not forget either.
Thank you. Now, all right. You see that? I am of that same view too. Well, I done.
So you got to ask. So the DLP now has to work against that kind of backdrop, realizing that people are still smarting from their perception of what the Democratic Labour Party was in that period 2008 to 2018. What measures are you going to put in place to turn that around?
Well, I guess
that's a big challenge for them.
You have to humble and come and show the genuinity of your humbleness, and then start to regain confidence, which is going to be a hard thing because people don't forgive you easily. And then after that, then you start. But making inroads, you can't hold and sweaty come and talk with inroads. They got the most. I said to them, that they will get Mount Everest climb backward. The Herculean task, and they ain't gonna got roll.
Well, part of the challenge that I see, I mean, you all can discuss it with me, but I think that it may well be that they need to look for somebody who has not been strongly associated with the party, but has a presence. They present younger people, but whether those people have the kind of stature that would cause people to take them seriously is another matter. That doesn't mean that they're not trying, and that they will not grow. But sometimes you need something to really kickstart the image of the party. But they face a real hurdle when it comes to going back to some of those people associated with the last administration.
Thank you again.
That's my assessment of it. Because we're trying to be as fair and honest in looking at all political parties in the country, whether it's the BLP or the DLP, because you know it doesn't matter to me. If you want an assessment, I give you the best assessment I can.
One person said that they should go outside of the diaspora, and that person highlighted 4 or 5 countries who would have done it. I think they could remember vividly. They said Kenya, and he was brought back in, and he came back in and took over and won, etc. And they highlighted 4 other countries that it was done in, and they also went into the opposition and brought over people to continue and what have you. But you yourself are gasping for words in the plight that they're in. As what will they do is a $1 million question that has to be answered. But politically, the country is watching to see, and it's a necessary thing to have that opposition going forward.
You still haven't answered my question.
What's
the price you pay in a country like this for a weak opposition?
What the price you pay?
Yes.
If you get roughshod run of you, and you get overrun if you don't have a strong opposition. But that's not the case here. I brought the example of the Westminster Mall and what is the role of an opposition in the Westminster Mall. If you don't have a strong opposition, a government can become ruthless and outrageous and do whatever they like. But with a strong opposition, they will hold them to the ground and bring to the electorate. This is what is happening, and we are against this.
One of the consequences that I see is that a disproportionate load is shifted to other institutions in the country to try to keep the government's feet to the fire. And that's where people expect so much more from the media in particular.
Well, yes. They got you all right. I heard you on that earlier. They have the media to do everything, fight their cause, etc. And you always say, well, no. Y'all can come and do your work. I ain't doing your work for you. So you're very clear. But it is the political situation that stands right now in Barbados is particularly interesting. And I'll close on this one. You see, 18 months to 2 years from now, another commentator said, there ain't nobody right now on the island that can come against Ms. Marley. You have to bring somebody from outside of the thing. But who are you going to bring to come against Ms.
Marley? Yeah, but this is politics. This is politics. Ms. Marley is human. And, Ms. Marley is human. And this is politics. Things can change in a relatively short period. Things can change.
But something
and all of our, the part of our big issue in Barbados at the moment is that all of our eggs are in Ms. Motley's basket.
But somebody has trusted you in that predicament, not Ms. Motley.
Well, it doesn't. No. It does not matter how you got there. The fact of the matter is. No. For me, what matters here is that this is where we are. If something happens to Ms. Motley now, the extent to which you feel exposed, I mean, generally speaking, within our system, the Prime Minister is really at the top. But in this instance, in some instances, you have Prime Ministers that appear even more dominant than others. And the discussion is, so what are the consequences associated with that? To what extent do, and that's part of why you need to have a vibrant and viable opposition as well.
You mean like if they want to go and change the actual?
No, there are various things that can happen in all
but
of that.
Huh? I strongly don't believe we have that kind of fear. There's no way indicated, and I think we are in good hands.
It's an amazing thing. I am not asking for it. I'm not wishing for it. But we know what has happened in the past to people who were leading Barbados. So anything can happen.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, and therefore, what you want to be able to see is within the ruling party itself. Yeah. You also need to see the growth and development of people. All right.
Yeah.
And outside of the ruling party, you also want to see the growth and development of a viable and strong opposition to keep the government on its toes, but to give you an alternative. That's how it's supposed to be. And if you all are going to be so enamored by the extent to which the Prime Minister is dominant in the country and completely forget that you need those checks and balances, then you could be in real trouble.
I call in for the checks and balances, and I endorse your sentiment. I will keep on this, and I am always on the ground. And I am going to be very vigilant, very assertive, and I lost but my perspective. I regard you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
A blessing. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Morning.
Morning? Morning or morning?
Man, you come to get trouble again.
Man, no, David. Well, listen to me, David. Your voice has sounded so terrible. But no, I can see that it's coming a little bit better. So you don't know if it's something in the studio. Now, David, got four quick short things, my where you is concerned.
Whoa.
I want to tell you, Wicked, but apparently you is a 7-day, 14-day, 21 day and a 28 day wonder.
You really miss. You really miss, Mana.
Listen, I love you to a T, and I would like to die before you. Cause if you die, the only next boy could deal with is Dennis. You understand? You understand me, David? I miss you terribly.
This clear.
Clear, but as a man like great cake and I bake a wicked great cake, so you can understand if I love great cake, how bad I love you.
Oh,
I miss you, man. I was vexed that you let me know you got
as much as you can love a man and still remain a man, I hope.
Oh, of course. I want David, your face. Anyhow, while the pizza said on the platform, apparently you did not hear. She said the former MPs are welcome and they can run again so long as the people want them. And if the people don't want, they're going to stand the same scrutiny. And if the people don't want them, they have to go. That is one. You got anything to say before you go to my second one?
No,
thing?
Not a thing.
Good. I would like the Minister of Health and Wellness, and my talk ignorance this morning, because it was ignorance at the beginning, but it proving to be right thing, and the Prime Minister. Between the 1st of December, I want you to listen to me carefully, because you might consider to be ignorance in your point of view as others or not. Between the 1st of December and the 5th of January, forget the Supermarket, because they already got it in place. Only people that the names begin how they did with the shutdown should enter Bridgetown and the malls. Because David, this coronavirus is a serious thing. Very, very serious. And I want a proper check done on mini buses. If they got to employ more people, employ them and take the buses off the road. Because I find that these ZRs is still flouting the law seriously. Mm. Next thing, the Prime Minister of this country, and I want you to remember good, say you need labor there. A former leader of a union marched 20,000 people up and down. The unions are strong. They are not strong anymore. And today, I gave you first-hand information because you don't like it. I will be sitting down with a few lawyers. And I'm going to see if I can form a proper union called the Authority Workers Union. I gave you information at hand because the workers in this country no longer has a voice. What do you say? And if you have nothing to say, may God continue to bless you that you will outlive your time. Have a pleasant, a blessed, and a wonderful day, my loving brother.
Quite a lot of love on this show today, boy. Look, if you do, you're damned. If you don't, you're damned. The situation facing labor in the country is that there are those who want to see labor agitating more. And then there are those who like the so-called stability that prevails at the moment, that the government and the unions seem to have been able to find a way of living that allows us to have a more stable situation than obtained in the recent past when the trade unions were agitating as much as they were. It is only a matter of time before you will end up getting a situation where this may change, because inevitably it does. It is like the relationship between a strong media and a government. The political party comes to office and there is a honeymoon period. And after that honeymoon period, all sorts of challenges exist in the relationship. On many occasions, because people don't like to be questioned, they don't like to be scrutinized. Within the unions, even the leadership of the unions can be challenged. It's going to be interesting to see how Tony Moore is able to survive as General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, a union that has over the years thrown its support behind the Democratic Labour Party. I don't know the makeup of the executive of the union. I mean, one of the things we don't even know is how strong is this union today. We don't know to what extent the years of economic hardship might have impacted on the membership of the union, and for sure, we don't know to what extent COVID has impacted on this and the other major union in the country. But in particular, the NUPW may not have as big a problem because it draws its membership from the public sector. But the private sector situation could have a severe impact. In all the years that we have functioned in this country as journalists, the information within the Barbados Workers Union has been a closely guarded secret. Unless you are a member of the union, and even then, when it comes to media access to what is happening inside there in terms of its growth and development and in terms of numbers and that sort of thing, you really don't know. So certain assumptions are being made at this stage of the game. But the point I'm making to you is that even within the union, given its history, you could find that there is a residue of pro-DLP sympathy that could make it a bit more challenging for somebody in that position today. Of course, if it happens, what you're going to hear is because it's a woman. Because that's the quickest thing you can get around here today. Nobody can raise anything about a woman's leadership on anything, because the only reason you have raised the issue is because it is not a man. Of course, men in this country are criticized very heavily, and nobody says it's because you are a man. But the fallback position is very, it works to good effect, because a lot of men, as a result, keep their mouths quiet and they say nothing. But if a man had been in the same position, they would have had so much more to say. So that's my assessment of it. Hello.
Good afternoon, David.
Good morning. It is 11:17.
Good morning. Sorry. I was on so long, I thought it was afternoon. Now, David, I got a question to ask you. You put an end to, when the end came about canvassing or what you call it on this radio, what time it came to an end?
When it came to an end?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I told you all that. Basically, when it comes to the whole question of canvassing for candidates, that it is something that we wanted to steer clear of.
Okay. I have nothing more to say right now pertaining to that. Now, I heard you just now speaking with peace, and you, in your usual wicked little way, you asked peace with the amount of attacking he did pertaining to this by-election, as he was surprised that the Barbados Labour Party won the seat.
He said yes.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you now, because you said that you didn't participate in the what we would call the broadcast between the candidates
on the debate,
because you wouldn't know how to deal with them.
I didn't say that.
Questions that you would ask, you wouldn't know how to...
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. We said that. The reason
I said that I didn't have adequate time to prepare for it. Once it had been reduced, once they changed the format...
Which we're telling you,
then I would not have enough time.
Okay, all right. I can give you that. Now, let me bring you right back to the first question pertaining to St. George North, when you tried to make Laughing Sport at P.
I didn't make Laughing Sport at P. P conceded all that they said. And you're in the same position.
But I want you know the answer to me.
You're much different.
I know, but that's why I can ask you. The Democratic Labour Party won an election in 2008 down to 2018, right? Am I right or wrong?
You said they did what? They won?
The Democratic Labour Party won the election in 2008, 2013, and lost in 2018.
Yeah, but that's established.
That's established. At that time, where the Democratic Labour Party was in power, did Glenn Clark lost his seat?
No.
So how you could bring a question to ask the man how he see that the Barbados Labour Party just went with 30 seats, then Glenn Clark was winning, then the Democratic Labour Party was in power. You would believe that this was a hard time for the Democratic Labour Party to win that seat. Now that the Barbados Labour Party in government. So I can understand where you was coming from with PV that, but anyhow, that is your view. Now,
I don't understand what you're talking about at all. I never went in that direction.
You see, when they talk to the moderators, I don't be talking to the moderators, talking to the moderators. The people out there got just as much understanding as you and I. And if I say something, they would understand what I'm saying. I do have to depend on your opinion.
Okay, now, secondly, sir. All right, sir. All right.
Secondly,
go along.
1978 was election close to similarity to this one. In 2020. And 1978, the Barbados Labour Party won the government in 1976. Sleepy Smith was barely beaten. He barely beat Charlie Hunt by 20 votes or something like that. Whereas Sleepy Smith said, well, if I reach this stage, it means that the people don't want me. Which he has been into the by-election in St. Michael's South Central. And turn around the 20 votes that Sleepy Smith won by in opposition, you know, because the Democrats, they probably had got beaten in 73. And turn that 20 votes into 1,500 votes. I say that to say this. That as long as a political party functioning the way it should, the possibility that you would retain your long-standing position in the constituency, and that just happened in St. George now, just as Richie Haynes enhanced the situation. But the ball now is to ask, the question that they asked it on here, is the Barbados Labour Party is as popular as they were in 2020? And they got the question answered by other people who said no. But to what extent, you don't know. The fact remains right now.
But when you know, even even if what you're saying is true, and I suspect that, you know, it is true that they might have lost some kind of popularity. But whatever they have lost, I don't think at this stage it is enough for the Democratic Labour Party to win.
That's why I brought the 78, the situation, because of by-election. Mm-hmm. And the Barbados Labour Party still came back and win in 1981, but it was a predominant seat that was held by Sleepy Smith for a long time. But what I am saying here, well, you would not know, but I am saying, as I tried to say yesterday, when people told me that I was campaigning, I was dealing just like we were dealing with what are the possibilities and what the parties should do. And I said straight off hands, because it seems as though if you're not a BLP or DLP, you cannot say anything now on political parties in Barbados. I know how long that was introduced. But anyhow, my assessment is, you could remember that we had Albert Branford, who was banned for life by Chuck Burton Hines from going to Parliament. You remember that?
I remember, but I interpreted banned for life to mean Burton Hines' life.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know if he did still go back, but I assure you that you could only dominate something for a period of time.
No, that's well known. That's the
right.
Universal
the
truth.
Now that I am saying, if the Democratic Labour Party, as I tell you already, and I mean it, I have not been associated with none of them that sort of way. I make my voice heard pertaining to politics because I had my time with them.
Okay.
I'm telling you this.
I'm trying to figure out what is my takeaway from this conversation with you this morning.
Are you and I talking to you?
You got me confused, boy.
I'm talking to you. I want the public to hear, and the public that can interpret what I'm saying.
You need to pay for your time. That's what you need to do.
Are you to distract me? But
you're
distracting me.
You come to the conclusion, because you got to go.
I'm saying this morning, the paternity Democratic Labour Party, and I said it before, for 2 to 3 years, you hear me on this ear making mention of that, the Democratic Labour Party has not positioned themselves yet. You know that the Prime Minister.
But the question is how. When you make the comment. When you make the comment, I need to hear from you.
Let me go ahead. I mean that the Democratic Labour Party does not have a political leader.
So it needs a new leader?
It needs a leader. A president is not a leader.
And who do you see as our leader?
They got to look for a leader, because a leader would be some person that who would have...
So there's nobody out there among them that you could identify?
Man, if I could identify, I tell you nothing. You're right, too smart for one man.
But you see, you're talking to me? You're talking to the public?
Okay, true, you
so
are.
Where you're talking... Right, no, so no, tell no, the no. public. Tell them.
You can't know the poll, but you can't know with me.
Man, you're paranoid.
Let me finish with what I'm saying, man.
Anyhow, we got to go.
Don't disrupt me, man.
We got to go. Thank you very much.